Hey, it's Rick Kettner here, and in this episode, we're going to go through three practical insights from Perennial Seller by Ryan Holiday. This book is about how timeless products are made and marketed. It's all about how to build products that, rather than having initial success and then fading in relevance within a few short years, how to create products that actually build momentum and achieve greater and greater results over time. Examples include products like Fender's Stratocaster guitar, books like Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, movies like The Shawshank Redemption, and even software applications like Adobe Photoshop. Almost every category has perennial products like this that not only continue to stand the test of time, but actually attract more and more customers over time. And this book helps to explain the different factors at play when it comes to creating a product like this. So if you're an inventor, entrepreneur, product manager, or anybody else interested in creating classic or timeless products, then I recommend that you consider picking up a copy of Perennial Seller by Ryan Holiday. With that said, let's dive into three of my favorite insights, beginning with insight number one. It starts with taking the long view. Anyone doing any kind of creative work is attempting to have an impact. We want to make a difference. We want to do work that matters. We want to create products or services that customers love for years or even decades to come. And yet, as the book explains, we often focus on the short term. We measure our results in months or perhaps quarters instead of years or decades. And as a result of this shorter term thinking, we often focus more on things like sales and marketing rather than creating a truly great product. Because the unfortunate reality is, it's easier to take a decent or mediocre product and pair it with great marketing to move the needle than it is to create a truly great product that eventually has the potential of becoming a classic or timeless product. And so we're very tempted to go the easy route and create a decent product, a good product, pair it with great marketing, and use that as a faster way to achieve results. So the book really focuses on this idea that if we want to create a timeless product, we need to do great work. We need to think in terms of a longer time scale. I love the way that author Robert Greene puts it. He's quoted in the book as saying, "It starts by wanting to create a classic. We need to set out right from the beginning to do great work. We need to think right from the start how to create a great product that's going to last. And in order to accomplish this, we need to focus on a few things. Number one, who we plan to serve. Number two, what is it that they value? Number three, how can we gather their feedback early in the creation process to make sure that we're moving in the right direction? And fourth, perhaps most important of all, we must set out to solve a timeless need." So with that in mind, let's continue on to insight number two, focus on the things that don't change. One of the reasons why timeless products continue to last and in fact perform better and better over time is that they solve challenges, opportunities, or problems that continue to be relevant. So whether it's the same customer base coming back because they have the same issue and they need to continue to buy the product, or it's the next generation coming into the market over time and they have the same recurring issues or problems to be solved, whatever the case may be, the issue remains and is relevant over time. Now, interestingly enough, worth mentioning, and also something that is echoed in Crossing the Chasm by Jeffrey A. Moore, is the fact that customers love timeless products. They actually much prefer a proven, time-tested solution than some cutting-edge, new, innovative approach to solving the same problem. Now, this might be counterintuitive for product managers or entrepreneurs because there is a segment of the market that much prefers the bleeding edge. There are the early adopters out there, a relatively small portion of the market that does prefer cutting-edge technology or new innovative solutions. And often, entrepreneurs and in some cases, product managers find themselves in this category. They create products because they like new things. But the fact remains the overwhelming majority of people out there in the marketplace actually prefer tried and true, proven solutions, the one that's been around for years, if not decades. Other people like them have already used it. They've had great success with it. These are the kinds of products that people much prefer. And so again, this might be counterintuitive because again, a lot of entrepreneurs value new and interesting things, but the average customer out there much prefers a tried and true proven solution. So if we're going to create a timeless product, when it comes to making this happen, number one, we have to get very clear on our target audience. Who is it that we're trying to serve? What do they value? What is most important to them? We have to get very clear on who we're trying to serve, because once we lock that down, we can move to step number two, which is getting clear on what they value that doesn't change over time. So once we've identified our audience, we want to start asking questions like, what do they value today that they valued 20 years ago or 30 years ago? And what do they value today that they're likely to value 20 or 30 years out into the future? What are the fundamental basics of a product in your category, whatever that might be, that does not change over time? What have people always valued? What will they likely continue to value? Now, worth noting, this isn't necessarily easy to answer, but this is what you need to distill down if you want to create a timeless product. You need to do the research, identify the audience, figure out what they have in common, what they value, what they have always valued, and really hone in on understanding that at a very deep level. That will give you a much better sense of the kind of product that you need to create if you want to make it more likely that you will create a timeless or classic product. With that in mind, let's continue on to insight number three. The product must eventually market itself. Even with the emphasis here on creating a truly great product, marketing still plays a critical role. The only difference, and it's a big difference, is that over the long haul, the product must eventually market itself. But that shouldn't stop us from creating a very strong initial marketing campaign for allowing the product to build initial momentum. So we're not trying to invert the strategy that I mentioned earlier, where you might take a decent product and pair it with great marketing. We're not switching that over for a great product with decent marketing. If anything, we want to take our really great product and double down on initial marketing to give it the best chance for building momentum and eventually becoming the timeless classic product that markets itself. So the book does cover some really great advice when it comes to product launches and PR stunts and other things that you can use to help build this initial momentum. But eventually, you really are going to rely on having a great product that people use, they love, and ultimately they share and recommend it to others. So when we look at kind of the big picture here, it's important to create a truly great product that serves a clear audience and addresses a recurring, ongoing need for that audience. And to bring it all together, we use very strong initial marketing to help build momentum. Anyway, those are three of my favorite insights from the book. Let me quickly recap all three. Number one, it starts with taking the long view. Number two, focus on the things that don't change. And number three, the product must eventually market itself. Now, there's a lot more covered in the book that we simply can't get to in this format, including advice on positioning, packaging, and pitching, tips on how to create a platform to launch future projects, and much more detail about the early creation process. So if you're an inventor, entrepreneur, product manager, or anybody else interested in creating classic or timeless products, then I recommend that you consider picking up a copy of Perennial Seller by Ryan Holiday. That's it for this episode. If you have any questions or comments about anything that we covered here, let me know down in the comment section below. If you're listening to the audio edition, I'll include a link in the show notes that'll take you over to the video edition where you too can participate in the comment section. If you're interested in more content like this in the future, I recommend that you subscribe or follow my updates on social media. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you again in a future episode.